Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Will the Fed trick or treat?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting on interest rates today. Markets are hoping to be treated to a rate cut, partly because Wall Street's been demanding it. Who's calling the shots here anyway? Alisa Roth has the answer.
Most people are putting their money on a quarter-point rate cut, though a few think the Fed could go as high as a half point, and a few think it might even do nothing. Jim Paulson is an investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. He says the Fed's been forced to consider a rate cut because Wall Street's been acting like a spoiled toddler.
We have passionate pleas by a brat Wall Streeter flailing their arms and legs, yelling that you must ease. And not only that, but they're threatening like a small child would do. If you don't ease, I'm going to hold my breath till I die. In other words, if you don't ease, I'm going to take the Dow down 1,000 points.
Paulson, no relation to Hank, by the way, says Wall Street's having a tantrum because it's afraid the economy will fall into a recession if the Fed doesn't step in. But he says the situation's really not so dire. Unemployment's still low, earnings reports aren't that bad, and the economy's still chugging along. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Yesterday, the stock market was second-guessing the Fed. We had the Dow down 77 to 13,792. The S&P off 10 points. The Nasdaq slipped a fraction. Stock markets in Asia were mixed overnight. The Nikkei rose after some good earnings from Japan's largest auto parts maker. But the market in Hong Kong lost nearly 1%. In Europe, financial shares are leading the markets higher. Other than the Fed, today we'll get the government's first take on third-quarter GDP and construction spending for September. British Airways was hoping to launch a new airline between Europe and New York's Kennedy Airport, but now there are reports of the FAA threatening to veto that plan. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
For British Airways, this was a golden opportunity, the chance to grab a bigger share of the lucrative transatlantic market. As allowed under the Open Skies Agreement, BA is planning to fly direct from continental Europe to New York, landing almost certainly at the city's most popular airport, JFK. But now the US authorities are making it clear they want to cut the chronic congestion at JFK. British Airways might not get all the new landing slots it wants. That would be a blow for BA's new venture, says analyst Kieran Daly.
New York does have other airports which could at least, in theory, be used. But certainly in the early days, BA, I think, has to go with the existing flow and take people to where they want to go.
The International Air Transport Association has criticized the U.S. for failing to expand airport capacity. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Singapore Airlines has outfitted its new Airbus A380 with the world's first airborne bed for two. But if you're thinking of joining the Mile High Club, think again. Singapore Airlines has banned romantic relations on board. If that doesn't fly well with you, think twice before buying the $14,000 ticket.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Celebrating Halloween in a foreign land can be a challenge to expatriates, particularly in countries like China, where the custom is a Western oddity. But this may be the smallest of hurdles, especially for corporate managers and their families who don't really want to be there. Bill Marcus reports from Shanghai.
China often reminds you you're not in charge. Make a mistake when you dial an international call and you get this response.
You are not authorized to dial this number.
The Chinese have had thousands of years to feel powerless. Jocelyn Lamila's had 7 months. That's how long it's been since her husband transferred to Shanghai. A few weeks ago, Lamila had some furniture delivered.
I saw them opening the back of the van to get the furniture out, so I opened the door and I waited for them. And one of the men went around the side of the van in my front yard and peed in the front yard.
For Jocelyn, who's from Ohio, China is an unwelcome adventure. It's hard to get around. The people are crude, and she can't speak the language. It's nothing like her family's last posting in Zurich. But she and her husband Yari, a controller for a multinational company, knew that when they were asked to move to China, they really had no choice.
You sort of have to have a China in your CV to get somewhere in a company.
ChinaSolve.com publisher Andrew Hubert says there are hundreds of families like the Lamilas.
The dominant model in China right now is the expat who doesn't really want to be here or doesn't really care about being in China per se. He would rather stay home.
Big companies are doing what they have long done to help these people adjust, including recreating Main Street.
They've got American stores, American restaurants, American-style housing, American-style hospitals and medical facilities, American-style schools. And they have spent a lot of money. Someone has spent a lot of money replicating the American lifestyle.
But soon there may be fewer Americans to appreciate it. Global companies are finding they get the same talent for less money by hiring locally. And given a fatter paycheck, the Chinese will suffer powerlessness gladly. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
The World Toilet Summit kicks off today in Delhi, India. 40 countries are taking part. The goal is to look for ways to provide toilets for those who lack them, nearly half the world's population. In India alone, more than 700 million people have no access to toilets with proper waste disposal. The UN wants to solve this problem by 2025. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.